knee, hip or back pain? We can help at the Good Feet Store, Katara.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Pseudo Spring, another day where we go, what the? What the?
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Even looking at our perfectly accurate Apple weather map.
Yeah.
It's like it says, it'll rain at 9.
Yeah.
And then no. And then it'll rain at 12.
I know.
It's in and out with the washing.
And and blankies. I did put the blankies all away. That's blankets for all you grown-ups.
That's right.
I put the blankies away about 2 weeks ago and had to drag them out again.
Oh.
It's freezing. You're not cold?
No.
Oh. Oh, I'm freezing.
Are you?
Yeah. I think that's because I'm coffee-free day 4.
I'll guarantee you that's what's happening.
Yeah, okay.
Your body's just breaking down.
Thanks.
You're just falling apart.
Thank you.
Mate, if you haven't got coffee in you, at least here, have a cigarette. Something. Something.
A nip of whiskey.
Oh, whatever it'll take to do breakfast. Who's that on the other side of the panel?
Oh, now,
what's
look,
going on? I've never seen this bloke.
In our ever-revolving crew of attendees,
yeah.
Today we have the guy that was left at the altar. He should be married by now.
Twice.
What happened, Blanchie?
Hello, guys.
She woke up to herself.
You know, that's the only thing I worry about, is the fact that now we're getting married in March next year. Is she going to just walk away between now and then?
Let us put you at ease. Yes.
So, Risey's
sick. You didn't get her tomorrow. That's it.
Risey's sick.
No, Risey's dead.
Right, well... No, he's not. Don't keep spreading that terrible rumour.
He is to me.
So Blanchie's behind the panel today. Nick's back making sure that people that talk to us aren't going to abuse us. Thanks for that, Nick, by the way.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like an important job.
It does.
I'm a gatekeeper.
But as for Blanchie, yeah, you were telling us before the show you're supposed to get married again tomorrow.
Yeah, so it was supposed to be May 15, I think. Yeah, May 15th, and then it was supposed to be tomorrow, October 30.
Right.
COVID, eh?
Okay. COVID.
So what were you and your fiancé be doing tonight? Celebrating the fact you're not getting married?
Yeah, maybe. And it just puts everything back, though. No kids, but we get to go caravanning by ourselves, so no rugrats to worry about.
No, mate, you don't caravan until after the kids leave home. What are you doing? You're ahead of yourself.
Oh, look, new generation, mate.
Yeah, no, it
we
is.
We can't go anywhere else.
We're all vanning.
I should be in Italy going down some beautiful canal somewhere, but...
Nah, we're all vanning now.
Hashtag van life. You know, even Christmas decorations have copped on to the whole our love affair with caravanning.
Mm.
There are so many little caravan decorations. Even Maya have got the cutest little caravan dangly thing with... Anyway, I guess that's just me that...
Here's my favourite part of that. A, you tried to make it cool by putting a hashtag in front of it. B, then you're going, I'll tell you how popular van life is. And I was waiting for you to go into this big, long thing about friends of yours have bought vans.
Nah.
No.
Well, I have.
You can now buy a Christmas tree decoration in the shape of a caravan.
Don't you think, though, that's a real reflection when they start making Christmas decorations?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's like, Steve, he's like, well, that's it. I'm off to buy a van. Obviously, I'm behind the times.
I think so.
All right.
Hashtag van life.
Yeah,
Steve.
Hashtag. You put a hashtag in front of anything to make it cool, can't you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, hashtag tripe.
Oh, I don't know whether that one will ever catch on.
It's got a hashtag in front of it. Hashtag tripe life. And suddenly everyone will be in there going, oh, how good's this tripe? For people that don't know what tripe is.
Stomach lining.
There you are.
Of animals.
That's what our grandparents ate after the war.
Yucky.
If you're enjoying your breakfast, welcome to the show. Tanya and Steve's breakfast. We're going to catch up with Dance and Dave Dolan for the Triple M newsroom right after this.
Oh, bugger, we didn't get to Tanya's dream. You're all very lucky. Morning, Dave.
Hello, guys. Needless to say, police are getting pretty fed up with these bomb threats that are being made to schools across the state. 20 schools were targeted in Sydney on Tuesday. Even more were hit yesterday, including Singleton High School. For most kids, it's just some time sitting on the school oval, but for HSC students, it's, of course, a major disruption. Police are now changing their approach to this under new protocols. Exam halls could be searched, but students won't necessarily be evacuated if it is safe to do so. So students were sitting the biology test yesterday when the threat came through, sent via email. Most were able to finish their exam, but schools can ask for a special consideration when it comes to marking the paper. And if the exam is interrupted by more than 40 minutes or if it's delayed by more than an hour, then students don't need to resit the exam. Then it's done all over.
I like the way the police handled it, though, yesterday. They went hard and they said, you're now facing the biggest cyber force. in the world, and if we catch you, which they reckon they can, they face up to 10 years in jail, and I reckon show no mercy.
Absolutely. Yep. It's so they've got a proper task force, strike force, investigating
this. Interesting
what
sort of a profile they think's doing it.
Yeah.
Because you could run through a gamut of 1,000 types of people.
Yeah.
And we all probably are going to students.
Yeah, exactly.
But that might not be the case. Exactly. You don't know.
Yeah, I think if it was just one disgruntled student, you target that one school, but you're targeting so many schools.
Exactly.
And, is it a copycat thing? Yeah. Who knows?
That's what I mean. The profile will be really interesting and hard work to find.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, staying in the classroom, some pretty shocking stats out today on bullying. 1 in 3 kids in years 3 to 8 are being violently and frequently bullied at school. 1 in 3. Now, 1,200 kids were surveyed or interviewed from 43 primary schools as part of this study. 86% had been targeted at least once in the past month. Now, I think we knew bullying was bad, but didn't realise it was that bad.
Mm.
The most common form of bullying was teasing. The least common was cyberbullying. And the bullying does tend to die off when kids hit year 7, especially for boys. Still a problem, though, for girls, and that's when cyberbullying becomes a real issue. But 1 in 3...
It's horrible, isn't it?
Violently and frequently bullied at school. That's huge.
Shocking.
It's interesting because we're constantly hearing about the cyber being, but as you just said, it's more of the teasing, which we all went through, all of us.
Yeah, and I don't know, how do you stamp that out? Because I know when I was a kid, I'm sure, there's programs to stop bullying, to call it out, but it happens and it's going to keep happening.
Tell you what, I got sick of being called Scarface after my accident when I was 8, and it stopped when I turned around and clocked the guy.
When I was
about 11. He stopped after that, though.
They do.
Violence.
It's one of the first things I ever taught BJs to pit people in the Adam's apple.
It's not the
way. Because all these idiot kids that punch in the head, you're only going to hurt your hand.
Yeah.
Adam's apple takes them down.
It's not the way.
It
obviously.
Is the way, everybody. Especially if you're in year 3. Yeah.
Well, it's just horrible, though. These little babies. I mean, you must be thinking about it, Dave.
Absolutely. So a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Come around and give the boys the throat punch lesson.
Well, they do plenty of wrestling. Punches are thrown at home.
Well, you know what? This is true too, and I'm interested in this. Being an only child versus siblings at school, you'll be surprised how many times siblings will come to the child's rescue. Only child, you didn't have that.
No, that's why I had to learn Taekwondo.
Exactly.
Stand up for myself.
That's right.
And I wonder if, with a couple of, having brothers, two boys, whether they toughen each other up before they go to school.
I think so.
So
think
they're ready
for that.
For a bit of rough and tumble.
All I had was my older sister, and she just joined in with them.
That's interesting, though, what you say.
It's true.
I've never thought about it. If you had an older sibling, did they come to your aid or look after you a bit more?
Very often.
Nick's given the nod of the head, so that must be a thing.
What? That's right. Nick and older brothers, of course.
Yeah. So I am an only child with an only child, so that's a new world to me.
Yeah. And how's this for snail mail? One of our local pollies, Pat Conroy, spoke in Parliament yesterday about problems with Australia Post. He says people have complained to him that their mail is turning up hundreds of days late. One lady had a letter sent to her on May 26. It was scanned by AusPost on May 29, a few days later. Didn't arrive in the mailbox until October 13. That's 4 months. Now, apparently, it's a common problem now that Australia Post is only delivering mail every second day instead of daily. For a lot of us, we don't get much mail sent anymore, so it's not a real issue. But for the nans and pops of the world, they still enjoy getting their letters.
Mm. And there's so much online shopping, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a few complaints of some employees even getting their Cartier watches later.
Yeah. True. But 4 months for a letter, that's a bit. I don't know where it was sent from. Could have been Timbuktu.
Well, if you guys send you the North Pole, mate.
Yeah.
Sandy letter.
Thanks,
anyway.
Dave.
It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
We like this one because we thought of it at the same time.
We did. We pinky fingered and went, God, we're geniuses.
We were thinking about this yesterday, thinking ahead to Halloween on Saturday, and some kids will dress up. But we were wondering, for our Throwback Thursday, the make-do costumes, because these days people go in and spend, money on ready-made costumes in plastic bags from shops.
And kids will say, take me to Shindigs, I need an outfit.
Exactly.
Well, not when we were kids.
No.
Well, what have you got at a fancy dress coming up? If you're Steve, I'll make you an outfit. All right, Mum.
So that's what we want to hear from you, the make-do costumes that you were, made wear as a child.
My mum made me a knight's outfit, meaning not the knight's football team, but I had to go as a knight.
Yeah.
Right, so it was and she made it out of cardboard.
Yeah.
And it was the whole big, but I said to her, and it didn't look too bad to be fair.
Sure.
But I don't remember any night having Kellogg's written on the front of him. I really don't. I'm pretty sure, you know, rice bubble shoulder pads. I'm like, Mum, could we have put some paper over this or whatever? It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I went, funny you say that. That must have been a, like part of the syllabus, because I remember going as a knight.
Right.
But I, or that era, you had to dress up as something medieval.
That was it?
Yeah. So I had a trumpet, so I was already there. I went as one of the people that trumpet in the king. But I had crepe paper. I've had to put my head through the crepe paper. And I do recall it being a bit damp that day.
Oh.
So it wasn't, I was like the bedraggled something that lived under the stairs with the mice in the castle.
You know what? I've just realised something. This should not be a throwback. This should be a pour-off. Because honestly, the way we just described our outfits, everyone listening is going, oh, we weren't that bad.
Well, come on, surely you did. The make-do costume.
4942109. It's been book week, so there's probably a lot of parents out there that have been doing the makeshift costumes at home.
Book week's a great example.
For me, it was always something to do with an ice cream container on my head.
Yeah.
That's the only how to
cut out the eyes.
Yeah. And what was that, though?
I don't even remember. Like, maybe a robot?
Yeah,
I just seem to remember a robot with the eyes, and I could see through the ice cream container.
Yeah. They also made you wear that to fend off the magpies going to school, didn't they? It's like, I'll just put your robot outfit on there, Blanchie.
Julian's giving us a call on 4942109.
Oh, Julie, what did they make you wear, mate?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Julian, what was it?
So I went as a spaceman.
Ooh, how was that done?
Okay, so I got a beautiful bright yellow tracksuit, and then my dad gave me his old motorbike helmet. Mum got my backpack and wrapped it in aluminium foil, and then they got the pool noodle, the one of the flexi tubes, and they gaffer taped that to the helmet, and that went into the backpack. So that was my breathing thing.
Hang on. Creative, though.
It's creative, but how long ago was this? Because it sounds like about a year ago.
That would have been 86.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
It was a school thing.
And did you get any points for that one? Because it does sound pretty cool.
I think I came second.
There you go.
Although, Julian, have you heard mine, you heard Tanya's, now you've described yours. We're the three poor kids in the corner, aren't we?
Yes.
It's like everyone just pointed at them. Look at those three.
I love it. Thanks, Julian.
I reckon there's people still wondering what the hell you had a trumpet, Tanya. Hello, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, really good, Karen. What was your make-do costume?
Well, mine was back in the 70s, and we had a school play, and I was one of the Indians. My mum made me a dress out of an old sugar bag, which is like a hessian sack.
You're in the poor corner with us, Karen.
I certainly was.
Yep.
Hey, but I bet it was pretty authentic.
Oh, yeah, well, nobody else had one on.
And that's the word we use when no one else does something. Isn't that authentic?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's unusual. It's original.
Marty is at Mayfield. What was your make-do costume?
So, 2002 book week, I went as Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, covered in tin foil with a Christmas bag, covered in it.
What was a Christmas bag for?
It went over the top with tin foil wrapped
I love that. Hey, how hard, though, was it, Marty? Even walking, so the tin foil wouldn't fall off.
Yeah.
So, like, book week, we did the parade, and then after that, like, the bag had to come off, but the tin foil was actually stapled together and then sticky taped to my clothes.
Love it. Did you win?
No.
Because he was with us in the poor corner. Weren't you, mate?
Yeah, I was. I definitely was.
There was a bench for us, right? We were like, all right, you lot over there. Tin Man, just join the old trumpet playing person there.
Michelle, what was your make-do costume?
1975 kindergarten. My best mate Warren and I went as Tarzan and Jane. My mum took my dad's furry leopard print car seat cover off his car and made me a tunic. And Warren wore a pair of my dad's leopard skin undies.
Your dad's leopard skin
undies? Oh, cool in the 70s.
Cut at the side and tied in knots. And we had a spear and a stuffed monkey, and I have a photo. And Warren's face is priceless. He's absolutely mortified.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, my God, I love it.
You're the best part of that, Michelle. We're not letting you near the ball corner. We're actually going to go, no. Not the leopard undies. They can go over there.
Oh, my God. I want to know, are you and Warren still friends?
Warren's actually passed away when I was 17 from cystic fibrosis, but I'm still very close to his mum and his sister.
Oh, God, yeah. I hope that photo comes out when you're talking about him.
All the time.
You know what? He's not with us anymore, but believe me, he hopes it doesn't.
I know.
That's just mean, Michelle.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Michelle.
How good. Oh, no. I don't feel as bad about my ice cream container on the head anymore.
You know, as we've been talking about it, it's pondered to me. Here's a legit one, right, that you would know, a legit, right? I went as an Indigenous kid, an Aboriginal kid, right, black stockings, the whole bit. My friend, who was Aboriginal, went as a cowboy. And I'm not joking.
That wouldn't happen now.
No.
I know.
No, he'd be an Indian.
Exactly.
We'll throw those costume ideas up if you've still got book week happening at triplem.com.au.
Please tell me you're not going to do a magic trick cupcake.
I have with me today a towel. Okay. This is from...
Yes, you do.
I do. I brought a towel in.
Yeah. Is that like a bathroom towel?
It's a bathroom towel.
Okay.
It's a little one. This one's just a display towel. I don't really use this one.
Okay, running bags.
No, it just matches the spare bathroom anyway.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I know for a fact, people may not know this, but you once worked for Just Jeans.
Correct.
Way back in the day.
I did.
So as far as when it comes to jean folding and T-shirt folding, I am working with an expert. Aren't I?
Okay.
All right, you can go with that. But there is a debate raging in Australia today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the correct way to fold a towel.
Oh.
So I brought in said towel.
Righto.
And I'm going to give it to the T-shirt folder.
Well, where's my square board?
No, there's no square board. This is to see.
No, this is a square board, no. Which has directions.
Well, there is at Just Jeans, but not in the studio for towels.
Well, I'm out.
There are three ways to fold a towel, and right. It says a lot about the person depending on how they fold the towel.
So this is to fold a towel to put in a drawer, to fold a towel to put on the end of your bed when guests are coming.
Oh, look at you all fancy.
No, I don't know. I'm asking. What? Give me a scenario.
We're at your house.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
You just threw it on the floor.
Oh, well. Okay. There you are.
Job done.
Okay. Let's pretend you've got company coming.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Righto.
How are we folding the towel for company?
How are we folding it?
Now he's just
company.
Doubled it.
You
it's in half.
It, right.
It's not quite nice.
You
get
double,
the corners. Oh, God.
It,
corners aren't right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look, okay. Well, you put me on the spot. Yeah. I do it better.
Yeah.
But then I do it like that. Like that, put it there.
We'll throw those videos up the Tanya and Steve Facebook page as well.
Look at Mr. Fancy Pants. He's actually folded into quarters and then he's pulled one of the corners down.
Mm.
So it's like you've walked into a hotel.
Then you make a pocket here. That's where you put your little soap.
Oh, my God. Look at you go. All right. So Steve's looking for a boyfriend, everyone.
Felix is out.
Felix is what? Or is Felix rubbed off on you?
When I wash his towels, that's how they end up on the end of his bed like that.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, sometimes with a chocolate.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
What have I walked into?
Is this not how you really do it?
No, I just knew that's how they do it, and you just look and go, oh, my God, I want to marry him. Unfortunately, it didn't go that way. You just said, no, he wants to marry a man.
Well, this has surprised me, because you've done number four. I wasn't even going to mention number four.
Right.
Number four is what they do in luxury hotels.
I've given you a luxury hotel towel.
Wow. What about just for Steve in the cupboard? Okay, he's throwing it on the ground again.
That's true!
All right, number one.
Okay, number one, if it's a real legit at home,
yeah.
Folding it to put it in the cupboard?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doubled it.
Yeah, double. I'd actually double it. I'd do it then.
Doubled again.
Double again. Double again.
Doubled again.
And put it in the cupboard like
that. Oh, my God, this is how I thought we'd go. This is number one. This is how most men fold a towel.
Okay, it's
wrong. It's just in quarters.
Yeah.
It's just in quarters.
Yeah.
The number one way women fold towel is we halve it.
Right.
This is all on video, by the way, if you want to.
We're still on air, aren't we?
And then we
we
halve it again. Then we third it. That's what we do. Because when it's in the cupboard, you only see one end that looks all beautifully folded.
Yet again, Tanya. This is the most fun I've ever had.
This is the difference between men and women.
God, I love hanging out with you.
I know you do.
It's always just a laugh a minute. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I must say, women, how you've done it is, that's a mum. Mum does that.
Yeah, and women.
Well, my mum was a woman. I know. I don't want to. I don't want to go into that debate. Occasionally, as she got older, she did get a moustache. But
can I just double check the show is still on? Isn't
it? Is it?
We're still.
Oh yeah, Tanya, my mum did that. Oh, and women too, Steve.
There you go. So that's going to be on the news. That'll be the last story on the news tonight. I guarantee it.
I wasn't adopted by a gay couple.
If you're really bored of the office today and you want to watch a video, head to the Triple M Facebook page and we'll throw those videos up of Steve folding Tanya's tie.
Were you impressed?
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, the first fold.
Super impressed.
Which proves my personality that you know that not many do.
I know.
I know things, I just don't do them because then everyone will want me to do it.
And the good news is...
I can fix your car, but don't tell anyone.
Once radio is over, we're both going to a travel lodge near you.
Yes.
That'll be us, making your bed every morning.
Forget Trump Tower. Tanya and Steve's tower is coming to a place near you. As we said, Tanya and Steve catch up.
Right now, I want to be on a skateboard holding that tower with dreams playing in the background.